Dan Hill from the Cayuga Nation was there to play a flute he made from Western Red Cedar from British Columbia, a symbol of the way indigenous nations traded among themselves over vast distances. The flute is patterned on those made by the Kiowa from the Southwest. Mohawk Wolf Clan's Dinah Porter was there for something much closer to home, soup made the traditional way from traditional corn. There are exchanges of seeds among various Indian nations to maintain the old crops. Porter says it's a choice because of cultural history.
You can do many things with the corn. You can make mush with it. You can make bread with it. It's all nutritional value, and you are putting that food into your body. When we're done eating it, we say Nyawe. We give thanks to those animal, the plants and the animals that gave its life to help nourish our body.
Across North America, there are pushes to return to traditional foods because they're more in keeping with human bodies, possibly easing the effects of the diabetes, which runs rampant among Indians and is often blamed on modern foods instead of traditional crops. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.